Narration for Charmed, I'm Sure, a novel written by Christina Roberts. Chapter 1, page 1. Hilton was not a man to take responsibility for things. In fact, he sought responsibility for not a single thing besides himself. And that he took upon himself with the shrugging of a man completely ambivalent to whether good or bad would befall him. For Hilton disliked putting in any effort to do anything not on his own terms. And in addition, he cared as little as was emotionally possible about proving himself to his parents, his friends, or even to himself. Therefore, no matter if the circumstance was good or evil, Hilton took it both ways. As long as it was a thing he could work through completely on his own, by his own means, and solely using his own resources. Besides holding such a view about the state of his independence, Hilton didn't care about much. All he claimed he needed to fulfill himself day by day were drugs. TS, treats and snacks, were his preferred brand, a vile psychedelic hallucinogen. He wasn't sure, for it didn't alter his sales either way, but he'd heard TS came from the most eastern tip of the country. The enlivening prick of the needle and the feel of the happy bliss of heightened sounds, sights, and sensations that flowed through one's veins was a microscopic slice of heaven, or so Hilton had told more than one buyer. At the age of 24, Hilton lived in a dive in a basement somewhere on the cheap, low-end west side of Sunrise Shy that he liked just fine. He could afford to live on the richest east neighborhoods, but this side of town contained an abundance of buyers. Also, living in such a place had a couple more advantages. There was no one he owed allegiance to, and as he kept people further than at arm's length, no person he needed to waste time on. And, living in such a seedy manner, no one longed to befriend him. Hilton was an ornery, contrary type of personality, the kind of specimen no one could say they liked, and he made no space in his heart for anyone in return. People were only useful to hand him more cash, so he could sell more of his vile product. End of page 1, chapter 1 of Charmed, I'm Sure.